Hello everyone, you're welcome to today's segment. Today's theme is He Delights in Your Prosperity. And the Bible reference is from Luke 16 verse 11. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? Luke 16 verse 11. There are Christians who make snide remarks when they hear the teachings on prosperity in Christ. Sometimes they accuse preachers of focusing too much on money and the prosperity message. Ironically, the same individuals work tirelessly all day and all week for money. Some of them even resort to dishonest means to obtain it and often feel distressed when they lack it. There's no better place to learn about financial prosperity than God's word. The Lord delights in your prosperity. The Bible says in 3 John 1 verse 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper in being health, even as thy soul prospered. It brings to mind the words of David in Psalm 35 verse 27. He said, Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in your prosperity of his servant. The Lord has pleasure in your prosperity. I should let you know that poverty, lack, and want arranges the will of God for you. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8 says, And God is able to make all grace, every favor and every blessing come to you in abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever they need be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, furnish in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. His will is for you to be in surplus, ever prospering. Hallelujah. Read Psalm 1 verse 1-3. It says, All delight comes to the one who follows God's ways. He will be standing firm like a flourishing tree planted by God's design, deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss, bearing fruit in every season of life. He is never dry, never fainting, ever blessed, ever prosperous. Hallelujah. In Christ, I'm self-sufficient. I have whatever I require in abundance. Praise God. Hallelujah. For further study, read Joshua 1 verse 8, Psalm 23 verse 1, and 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 12. If you are taking the Bible in 1 year, 1 Samuel chapter 11 verse 13 and Luke 18:15-43. If you are taking the Bible in 2 years, Romans 13:1-14 and Psalm 120 and Psalm 121 and 122. Can you take the prayer after me? Dear Father, thank you for your grace that's working me, for a life of superabundance, where I require no aid or support, but finishing abundance for every good work and charitable donation. Thank you for delighting in my prosperity in Jesus' name. Amen. He delights in your prosperity. I love you dearly. Enjoy the rest of your day. And I'll speak to you tomorrow.